We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
One on, one out, the pitch. Swinging a high drive, center field hit well. Back goes Pilar, back to the warning track by the wall. Leaps, it's over his head, it's off the center field wall. He's down in the heat. The ball rolls into shallow right center. Bogart scores and Pierce all the way to third with a triple.
Recapping the Red Sox win against the Blue Jays.
Runner goes in first, swinging a drive to right field, hit deep toward the corner. Long run to the right fielder, this ball is gone! It's into the seats, into the grandstand. Three-run pitch over Brock Holt. Can you believe it? And the Red Sox have taken the lead here, 4-2. He pulled it a long way to the right of the bullpen over that low fence into the grandstand.
Dial 617-779-7937. Red Sox Review with Patrick Gilroy.
It is Red Sox Review right here, Sports Radio, WEEI. Patrick Gilroy with you guys until 2 o'clock in the morning. As always, the number to join me here is 617-779-7937. You text the program at 37937. You find me on Twitter, at Gilroy on Hoops, at Gilroy on Hoops. And seeing as we've got a full three-hour program tonight, later on we will talk about the Patriots, week one of the NFL. We'll touch on some Celtic stuff as well coming up in the 1 o'clock hour as we've got some programming announcements we'd like to make here on WEEI. But until then, we'll take your phone calls on the Red Sox because certainly tonight, a step in the right direction, but still, in my opinion, more questions than answers. We've talked about this ad nauseum for the last few weeks here, whether it's Red Sox Review, whether it's late night, whether it's weekend programming. Whenever you and I have had the opportunity to sit here together and talk about the Red Sox, it's always come down to the health of the pitching staff, and this is nothing new. Now, am I encouraged where in the last 10 days or so, we have seen Eduardo Rodriguez come back and give positive contributions? We've seen David Price come back and look as good as he's looked all season long. Sure, those are two giant steps in the right direction for this baseball team when it comes to the likelihood of a prolonged postseason run. But the guy that it all comes down to is Chris Sale. And Chris Sale is somebody who, unfortunately, has got this track record, this nagging track record of sort of breaking down as the season goes along. And Chris Sale, a big night tonight, as big as one inning can be. You know, he wasn't perfect. He seemed to labor out there a little bit. But ultimately, Chris Sale pitches one inning. And normally, when your ace of the staff comes back, you'd feel optimistic, especially when he goes out there and he looks somewhat like the guy that we remember. He did hit 97 on the gun at one point tonight, which is always a good sign when it comes to Chris Sale being the power pitcher that he is. But ultimately tonight, just one inning for Chris Sale, 26 pitches, gives up one hit, a couple of strikeouts, and he hits a batter. But that doesn't tell the complete story. Watching Chris Sale, he seemed to labor out there a bit. And some of that is to be expected after missing a good little chunk of time here in between starts. But the question that I've got for you guys tonight at 617-779-7937 is we bitch a lot about the bullpen, and with good reason. We've spent a tremendous amount of time talking about this Red Sox bullpen being the Achilles heel of this baseball team, and ultimately the bullpen could be the one thing that implodes this baseball team and prevents them from having a prolonged October run. But the thing that I've been most consistent about from day one is the bullpen is irrelevant if you don't have a healthy Chris Sale and a healthy David Price. Both of these guys, you know, when healthy, have got to overcome psychological issues that have seemed to prevent them from having impactful games in the postseason to begin with. But then to ask them to come back from psychological issues and then physical issues might be asking a little bit too much. Now, David Price, once again, showing us that maybe this is the year where psychologically he is able to carry this team. Psychologically, maybe he will be able to put his past demons to the side, because he showed me a lot in the way that he came back. He showed me a lot coming back from that wrist injury. This is the guy that's got a million built-in excuses, and he went out there and he looked every bit as good as a $30 million pitcher should. Chris Sale, on the other hand, he is the horse of this staff. He is the leader of this staff. And Chris Sale, to me, I've got more questions than answers after watching him pitch tonight. I would love to say that I feel relieved. I would love to say that I feel better. I would love to say that, all right, here we are, Red Sox back on track. Chris Sale, he got the start tonight. He looked pretty good. Let's go, Red Sox. But I can't get there yet. I would love to be there, but I cannot get there. This team is just 3 weeks away from the postseason. And Chris Sale was scheduled to go 2 innings, 40 pitches. He ultimately went 1 inning. I know we did a little bit of work in the bullpen, but why are we limiting him so much? When's the last time a guy has come back from only missing a couple of weeks with what the Red Sox are diagnosed as minor inflammation to be held back so dramatically and so drastically, and to really put the brakes on this comeback for Chris Sale? There's got to be something else going on. There's got to be another piece to this story that the Red Sox simply are not talking about, because this team, again, 3 weeks away from postseason baseball, and Chris Sale goes 1 inning in his comeback attempt here. 40 pitches was the max he was going to get tonight. Ultimately, winds up with 26. Is he even on track to get back health-wise to being able to give this team 5, 6, 7 innings in a postseason start? Let's do the math. I mean, really, let's do the math. How many starts does he have left, and are those starts enough time to get his body ready to go out there and give this team 5 to 7 postseason innings? So we'll talk about that here with you guys tonight on Red Sox Review. The number to join me here is 617-779-7937. As the Red Sox, they win tonight 7-2, another late game eruption by your Boston Red Sox. The offense clearly is the hero, and it has been the hero all season long for this baseball team. And it makes for a fun regular season, doesn't it? Just another fun night tonight. You know, you see Brock Holt go out there and do heroic things. The crowd's into it. Everybody's into it. But ultimately, it's kind of fool's gold, because we know what it takes to win in October here. And the likelihood of another seventh inning comeback where Brock Holt caps off a four-run seventh with a two-out, three-run home run, what's the likelihood of that happening in a postseason game? I don't see it. We're going to see 4-2, 3-1, 5-3 games. We're going to see low-scoring games that are impacted by defense and pitching in the postseason. And again, I don't mean to be, you know, a negative person here. I don't want to rain on the Red Sox parade. But as much as I would love to put a positive spin on what I saw from Chris Sale tonight, I can't. I can't do it. I left this game with more questions than answers. I left the experience of watching this Red Sox game tonight and said, geez, you know, maybe they would have been better off resting him a little bit longer. If this is really all he's capable of giving, if this is really all this team is comfortable doing with Chris Sale right now, what the hell is the point? Like, if Chris Sale's going to go out there in a postseason game and give you 1-2 innings, 26 to 40 pitches, what is the point? And with only a few weeks left in the regular season here, let's just break this thing out step by step by step. This is where he's at in his rehabilitation program. You show me a rehabilitation program that gets you from 1 inning to 6 innings in 3 weeks. They don't happen all the time. So for Chris Sale, the next 48 hours are going to be crucial. There's going to be a lot of people looking at Chris Sale's shoulder in the next 48 hours. There's going to be a lot of talk about MRIs in that shoulder and whether or not there is inflammation appearing in that shoulder. If there is no inflammation, then God bless him. Maybe he goes out there in his next start and he gives this team 3, 4, 5 innings and he makes a significant step towards completing his comeback. And that's ultimately what Red Sox fans want to see. But if there is some inflammation, if he's not able to go, then this team is in a real significant amount of trouble here. Because at that point, you would consider the injury, I would hate to label it as chronic, but something that continues to repeat. It's happened now twice this year, later on in the season, where he's pitched, had the inflammation, had to shut him down, pitched, had the inflammation, had to shut him down. Clearly, that's what the Red Sox and Alex Cora were trying to avoid by limiting the strain put on the shoulder tonight. They are desperately trying to avoid the inflammation showing up tomorrow. But I hate to say it, for everything that this Red Sox team has accomplished this year, I feel like their chances of October success are minimal at best without Chris Sale being at least 90% of what he was at his best this season. It is Red Sox Review. I am Patrick Gilroy. We'll talk about it together until 2 o'clock in the morning at 617-779-7937. Let's go out to the phones. Let's go to David. David's in Florida. David, you're first up here on WEEI.
Hi, Patrick.
Hey, David.
You know, I agree with you with about pretty much everything you said. But I don't think – I mean, obviously, the bullpen is just is scary, and I mean that in a bad sense.
Yep.
But what frightens me even more is just Cora's inexperience. And, I mean, I think that the way he's handling Sale is just – is too cautious, I don't even know if he has what's his goals with it, with bringing Sale back. I mean, it just seems random. It seems kind of just very bizarre, random. I mean, what is his strategy? You're right, there's only 3 weeks left, and he has to be able to be close to what he was at the beginning of the season.
Well, to me, David, and listen, I appreciate the phone call. To me, it's about building up arm strength and proving that he can build up that arm strength without inflammation, right? And that's the key to the whole thing here. You know, he's missed a little bit of time now. He's got to build that arm strength back up, and he's got to be able to do it without that shoulder becoming inflamed in the coming days here. And we're going to, like I said, we're going to know a lot more about Chris Sale and the likelihood of him making his next start and how much he'll be able to give this team in his next start. Is he able to go 3 innings, 4 innings, 5 innings, 50 pitches, 70 pitches? That's ultimately what they're going to need. They're going to need a significant jump in production from Chris Sale in his next start for him to essentially have an opportunity to really be ready to be the guy that this team is going to depend on him to be, right? If he goes out there and gives this team another 1 inning start, 2 inning starts that's capped off at 40 pitches his next time out, what are we doing here? Like, what are we doing here? What's the point here? Is he going to be a bullpen arm like David Price was last year? I don't think so. I mean, Chris Sale's got other things to worry about here as well. And I hate to say it because Chris Sale is known as a gamer and somebody that will put the team first and, you know, winning above everything. But let's be honest here. And Chris Sale's coming up on a contract year soon, and he's going to be at a point in time where he's got one giant payday left. If there is even the slightest chance that he can hurt himself structurally by going all in for the Red Sox this year, there's no way he's going to do that. He's not going to turn down the opportunity to make $150, $200 million or whatever that next contract's going to be, whether it's from the Red Sox or somebody else. So that's the other thing here is, you know, Chris Sale's got to be cautious for selfish reasons as well. But I swear, I feel like I would feel more optimistic about Chris Sale if he didn't pitch tonight. Because by watching him pitch, watching him labor his way through one inning, watching him go out there and, yeah, touch the gun at 97 and give me sort of that tease. But knowing that they were that cautious where they couldn't allow him out there for even a second inning's worth of work tells me that he is further away from being the Chris Sale that this team needs him to be than we would like to think he is with only a few weeks to go until the playoffs. It is Sports Radio WEEI. I am Patrick Gilroy. This is Red Sox Review. The number to join me here is 617-779-7937. As the Red Sox, they win tonight 7-2 over the Toronto Blue Jays. And before we go to break real quick, I got to share two stories because, as you guys know, you listen to me for some time now here on EEI. I've covered the Celtics intimately for years. And I go back to 2009 and I go back to 2011. In 2009, Kevin Garnett went down with a knee injury. The Celtics were the best team in basketball when Kevin Garnett went down, off to a ridiculous start. And I was there at practice day in and day out. And at day in and day out, as the season went along, Danny Ainge would give these optimistic, glowing reports about Kevin Garnett's health, Kevin Garnett's knee, and let there be no doubt that KG will be back for the playoffs. If this game were a playoff game, Kevin Garnett would be out there and give this team 48 minutes of action. That's what the Celtics fans were sold. That's what the Celtics media was sold. Ultimately, Kevin Garnett never came back. Glenn Davis played way too many minutes, and the Celtics bowed out early in the playoffs. 2011, the same thing happens. Shaquille O'Neal, member of the Boston Celtics, has a dominant first 15, 18 games of the regular season at 39, 40 years old. Shaq looking like Shaq, completing alley-oops from Rajon Rondo, giving this team the freedom to not miss Kendrick Perkins. Shaquille O'Neal goes down in the second half of the season. Danny Ainge starts the update process. Shaq's coming back. Shaq's coming back. Shaq's coming back. Well, yeah, Shaq came back for the playoffs. He played 5 minutes and never played again. He was never able to take the floor in an NBA basketball game ever again. I'm not saying Chris Sale is there. What I'm saying is we have to be very cautious with the messages delivered from these teams' front offices, because at this point in the season, they've got everything to lose and nothing to gain by giving us the God's honest truth. So trust what your eyes tell you guys tonight. Chris Sale, one inning, 26 pitches, didn't look comfortable, didn't look like himself. Look at the calendar, 3 weeks until the playoffs. What is this team going to do to get Chris Sale prepared and ready to be the ace that he needs to be? We'll talk about it tonight until 2 o'clock in the morning on Red Sox Review. Number to join me here, 617-779-7937.
Dial 617-779-7937. Now, Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Runner goes from first, swinging a drive to right field, hit deep toward the corner. Long run for the right fielder. This ball is gone! It's into the seats, into the grandstand. Three-run pitch, homer, Brock Holt, can you believe it? And the Red Sox have taken the lead here, 4-2. He pulled it a long way to the right of the bullpen over that low fence into the grandstand. Grichik went back. He would not have reached it even if it had not left the yard, but it carried out. Red Sox up 4-2. Wow. Second pinch home run for Brock Holt this season.
Brock Holt right there with another late-inning eruption, late-inning heroics for the Boston Red Sox today. Brock Holt comes up in a big opportunity, two outs, and he hits a three-run home run to help complete the comeback for your Boston Red Sox, who beat the Toronto Blue Jays tonight. Your final score, 7-2, but the final score, not the story. We are talking about the story, and the story is Chris Sale, his one inning of work, and what that means to the Boston Red Sox. This is Red Sox Review. I am Patrick Gilroy, right here on Sports Radio WEEI. The number to join me here is 617-779-7937. You text the program at 37937. You find me on Twitter, at Gilroy on Hoops, at Gilroy on Hoops. And a texter says, you're simply ranting about nothing to get us to call in. Chris Sale did his work and threw warm-up pitches and more in the bullpen after his one inning. It went as expected. Don't try to compare to the Celtics. Stupid argument. Well, yes and no. I'm not comparing the sports. I am comparing the likelihood of general managers and people in ownership to lie to the media and to fans. That is a universal truth among all of these teams, not just here in Boston, but across the board through all four of these major professional sports. It's the way it works. We get lied to. Do you think that if there's something really wrong with Chris Sale's shoulder that you're going to know about it? Do you think Alex Cora is going to come out and let the media know that, you know, there's something that we're concerned about here with Chris Sale as we make our way into October? You crazy? That's their job. Their job is to never allow something like that to get out at this late stage in the season. That's the way it works. It's the way it's always worked. It's the way it's always going to work. My point is this. Just because Alex Cora might come out or Dave Dombrowski might come out and say, no concern here. If this were a playoff game, Chris Sale would go out and give us 5 innings, 6 innings of work. He would be fine. Statements like that are meaningless to me. I've been burned with them before. I've gone to print with them before. I've gone on the radio with them before. And they are meaningless. I have learned the hard way, as have most fans here across New England throughout the years, that GM speak, coach speak, manager speak is meaningless. They're going to tell us the story that they think that we want to hear. It is Sports Radio. WEI, it is Red Sox Review. Room for you guys tonight at 617-779-7937. Let's get back out to the phones. Let's go to Tom. Tom's in the car. Tom, you're next up here on WEI.
Mr. Gilroy, how are you?
Hey, Tommy, what's going on, man?
It's all good. So I think even if this starting staff and the bullpen can pull together like a 4.5 ERA, this team can mash. This team might win it even if the pitching is that bad.
So I like the point, but in the playoffs, you know this, Tom, more often than not, mashing isn't what happens. You know, it's usually a 2-1 game, 3-1 game, 4-2 game in the playoffs. So you're talking about a complete change from what playoff baseball has been.
There are teams that hit their way to a title.
Okay. Give me something recent.
The Cubs.
Yeah, but the Cubs, I mean, they had legit Houston. Starting pitching as well. You know, and here,
they had good starting pitching, but those teams did hit.
Do you think, though, Tom, that this Red Sox team can win a World Series if Chris Sale can't be the Chris Sale that we've seen him be all season long?
No, I think he will be.
And what makes you think that right now? Is it hope?
I think they've just sort of, you know, they've milked it, they've sort of worked it. And they're just stalling, and it's here and it's there, but he'll be ready.
I hope you're right. I really do, because I want to see Chris Sale perform. I want to see this team perform, Tom. But historically speaking, Chris Sale sucks at this point in the season. Historically speaking, he's always had difficulty at this point in the season, even when he's healthy. So now he's battling health. He's battling injury. He's battling the psychological issues that have prevented him from being a stud in October. He's battling a lot. So to come to me with this blind hope and this blind optimism, God bless you for having it, but I feel less optimistic after watching Chris Sale's performance today than I felt about Chris Sale yesterday. And I know that doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's true. Because I realize that he pitched them in the bullpen after his start was over today. I get that. It's not the same. Bullpen sessions are not the same. Just like going 5-on-5 in a scrimmage, if you're Kevin Garnett at practice, is not the same. Because in 2009, KG went hard. 5-on-5s, 3-on-3s, did all the drills, and he never came back. So, yeah, it's similar, but it is not the same. And to see Chris Sale go out there tonight, knowing that he's only got 3 weeks until the playoffs start, you would have liked to have at least seen him go out and give this team the 2 innings that they hope to see. So the next start, he can go out and give his team 4 or 5 innings and continue to ramp himself up. But again, nobody's going to know much of anything about Chris Sale and really what this start meant until tomorrow, until we hear if there's inflammation in that shoulder or not. If there is no inflammation, then all this conversation is for naught, because that was the singular goal tonight, to get Chris Sale to go out there, loosen that arm up, begin to get that arm strength back up to be able to give this team 5, 6, 7 playoff innings without inflammation. And the first step in that progression is to go out and give this team 20 to 40 pitches. And he did that tonight. Tomorrow we'll tell the story. If we hear tomorrow that there's inflammation in the shoulder and they've got to shut him back down again, then this is a larger problem. If we hear tomorrow that there is no inflammation or the inflammation is limited and manageable and he's expected to make his next start on Sunday, then we will know a lot more about where Chris Sale is in his path back to being the guy that this Red Sox team needs him to be. Because make no mistake about it, if Chris Sale comes back and is 70% of the guy that he was to start the season, that's not good enough. If Chris Sale comes back and he's 80% of the guy that he was to start the season, that's not good enough. This team has giant holes in the bullpen, and the only way to overcome those holes right now is by having elite starting pitching. It's the only path to overcome and overcompensate for the holes in the bullpen. And you've got the possibility, you've got the potential of elite starting pitching with Chris Sale, with David Price, with Rick Porcello. You do. And you've also got the possibility, the potential for some pretty damn good pitching out of the bullpen, depending on what you do with guys like Eduardo Rodriguez. And if you use Nathan Evaldi in limited roles, because tonight Nathan Evaldi looked damn good for about 3 innings. It was the fourth inning that he came out for was 1 inning too many. For 3 innings, Nathan Evaldi looked like the guy you need him to be coming out of the bullpen, hitting 98, 99, 100 on the gun, control with the fastball, a nasty changeup. But what happened in that fourth inning where he came out? 3 innings worth of work, solid. That last inning where he went out there, he fell off. Suddenly he's pitching 93, 94 on the gun, doesn't have that off-speed pitch any longer, and what happens? He got lit up. So they need to know when and how to use these guys effectively when they are using them out of the bullpen. That's another piece to this entire puzzle. It is Sports Radio WEI. It is Red Sox Review. The Red Sox, they win tonight 7-2 over the Blue Jays. We're talking about it with you guys at 617-779-7937. Back out to the phones we'll go. Let's go to Mike. Mike's in North Providence. Mike, you're next up here on WEI.
Hi, Patrick. Yeah, you know, if Sale was pitched at 88 today, instead of 97, then I'd be worried, you know. But the reality is he's still got his fastball. And they're not worried about record. They got 3 weeks. That's four starts, right? They're just trying to get him spun up for the postseason because that's all that matters, right? I know that they can't afford to have another setback, but they're trying to prevent that setback from occurring by babying him as much as possible.
Yeah, Mike, his last start out, he went five innings, had 12 strikeouts, hit 98 on the gun. The next day, he woke up with inflammation. So so hitting 97, hitting 98 on the gun is nice. It's better than not hitting it, but that doesn't tell the story here. The story will be told tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, whether there's inflammation in that shoulder or not.
Well, they don't know this. All they can do is put him out there. It's not like they're trying to hide this. They don't know what's going to happen. So they're trying to be as conservative as possible. With regards to the bullpen, I think that they're, you know, it's already postseason tryouts. You know, going right, left, right in the eighth inning with Hector and Pointer and Kelly.
Yep.
It's kind of like already showing, okay, can I put you to get one guy out? Are you up for this? And with regards to Evaldi, and I also think Wright, you know, you might start seeing like what happened with the Indians and Francona, where instead of relying on everybody so much, you're going to rely on a few guys and expect them to be able to go multiple innings. And in the case of Evaldi and Wright, there'll be no problem for them to do it.
Do you feel good about Evaldi, Mike? Mike, so, you know, let's say David Price comes out after five and you need to have somebody go in and give you two-plus innings. How do you feel about that guy being Nathan Evaldi?
I liked it. You know, honestly, he impressed me with the fact that he was able to come out of the bullpen today and be on. You know what I'm saying? And I think he was trying to, like, throw harder because he was coming out of the pen and, you know, Cora just left him in too long. You know, honestly, if you on a two-inning, like, sort of, like, you know, measure, you know, a two-inning stint, he would have been fine. And he probably would have plenty left over to come in, you know, the next game.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I liked what we saw from Evaldi tonight. Listen, Mike, I appreciate the phone call. I was encouraged because I'm not looking at these games as whether they win or lose. Yeah, sure, they won tonight. That's nice. It's better than losing. But I'm looking at how these guys are going to plug playoff holes, right? And this team, we know they've had drastic holes, significant holes in that bullpen. It's been talked about all season long. But we also know that some of these starters, guys that were considered starters, are going to make their way into that bullpen and potentially plug some of those holes, whether it's Evaldi, whether it's Rodriguez, whether it's Wright. And I feel pretty good about those guys potentially plugging some of those bullpen holes tonight. Nathan Evaldi, they kept him in a little bit too long. But if he's going to be a guy that's going to pitch innings 6 and 7, I think I'm pretty comfortable with that, especially if they've got somebody else backing him up, like a Stephen Wright. Assuming Nathan Evaldi comes in and he's not on right away. Tonight, he was on right away. And we'll see if he can duplicate that success his next time out. Because, again, it's a role for him. I believe it was his eighth time coming out of the bullpen this year. It's a role that he's going to have to adapt to. But, again, coming out of the bullpen in September when you're 9 games up in the AL East with 17 games to go and you're going for win number 100 tomorrow is very different than coming out of the bullpen in the ALDS, you know, in October at Fenway Park. I mean, we're not going to know what Nathan Evaldi is capable of under the big lights, under the pressure of playoff baseball here until we see him do it. But I was encouraged by what I saw today from Nathan Evaldi. Do I feel like Cora kept him in a little bit too long? Yeah, the evidence is there that he did. But again, I look at what he gave this team, 3-plus innings, and I say, okay, in 1-plus, 2-plus innings of work, if he can give you what he gave this team tonight, then that's exactly what you're looking for from a Nathan Evaldi. That's what you'd be looking for from an Eduardo Rodriguez. That's what you would be looking for from a Stephen Wright. So that was another solid positive contribution when it comes to looking for the holes that this team could potentially plug with the guys that are on the roster right now because there is no external help coming. Alex Cora's got his hands full. He's got to plug these holes and get that bullpen up to par at full strength going into October with 17 games to go. And that's what these final 17 games are really going to be here. This team locked up a playoff spot tonight. Their magic number is now, I believe, 9 to win the AL East with 17 games to go. So this is all about figuring out what you have with the health of Chris Sale. And I love the optimism. Everybody that's called in tonight is wildly optimistic about Chris Sale and what the Red Sox are doing to get him to come back and be full strength. But the part that we're leaving out is that there's a reason why Chris Sale's performance historically declines in August, September, and October. It happens every single year, with or without this injury. So you've got to overcome the history here as well. So you're asking Chris Sale to overcome the immediate injury at hand that's causing the inflammation in the shoulder. You're asking him to overcome the general fatigue that a pitcher like Chris Sale feels this time of the year, every year, because he goes so damn hard all season long. And then you're asking him to overcome whatever this psychological block is that's prevented him from being a dominant starting pitcher in October throughout his career. So there's many, many little steps that he's got to overcome here for him to be the impactful, dominant starting pitcher that the Boston Red Sox need him to be. It is Sports Radio WEI. It is Red Sox Review. I am Patrick Gilroy. Room for you at 617-779-7937.
This is Red Sox Review on WEI.
Here's the pitch from Hembry. Swung on and hit in the air to right center field. Mookie Betts going back. Jackie Bradley going back. Bradley calling for it. He makes the catch. And the Red Sox have clinched the playoff berth with a 7-2 win. In Alex Cora's first year as a major league manager, the Red Sox have clinched a playoff berth in game 145.
I mean, that's the good news that came out of Fenway tonight. The Red Sox, again, 99 wins on the season with 17 games to go. It's outstanding. What they've accomplished this regular season has been nothing short of a magical regular season all the way around. It's been so fun to watch guys like JD Martinez break out and really live up to the hype. We've seen so many guys come into Boston and essentially be unable to live up to the hype, and JD Martinez has outperformed that $130 million contract that he got. Now, he has struggled. We can talk about, and we will in the next hour, JD Martinez over his last 20 games or so. But all in all, you know, throughout the course of the season, he has been absolutely outstanding. Chris Sale has been outstanding for 80% of the season. Even David Price, we talked about this the other night. You know, people have this idea in their head that David Price is essentially not been worth the money. And you can have that, you can make that argument, but I can also make the argument, and the numbers back it up, that he has been the best Red Sox pitcher for two calendar years now, and the numbers bear that out. So for everything that he hasn't been, for all the implosions against the Yankees, for all the Fortnite talk, for the drama with Eck, for the drama with Pedroia, for all the BS that comes with David Price on the mound, he has performed and performed very, very well. And all of that has translated into huge rating boosts here on WEEI, where the games are way up. A huge rating boost on NESN, where the games are way up. Red Sox nationally televised games, their ratings are way up. And, of course, at Fenway Park, the tickets are, once again, it's a sellout night in and night out because the fans have returned and returned with reckless abandon to the Boston Red Sox. They have been a fun team to watch all season long. But, again, offense doesn't usually translate into postseason success. That's where the pitching staff really comes into play, and that's where this team has always had its unique edge over everybody else. It is Sports Radio WEI. I am Patrick Gilroy. This is Red Sox Review. Room for you guys tonight at 617-779-7937 as we make our way until 2 o'clock in the morning here on WEI. And I say that the Red Sox pitching staff has been their unique area where they can really exploit the difference between them and everybody else, because when you look at Chris Sale, you know, Cy Young guy, David Price, Cy Young guy, Rick Porcello, Cy Young guy, these guys, you know, it's hard to find another three-headed monster like that in, you know, your starting pitching, especially going into the playoffs. When those guys are right, they're as good as you can possibly ask for. But when they're not, you got issues here, because this team, ultimately, we know, has struggled with their bullpen. The bullpen has been a huge issue. It's been a huge talking point all season long, which in turn applies that much more additional pressure on guys like Chris Sale, on guys like David Price, on guys like Rick Porcello, on guys like Eduardo Rodriguez, on guys like Nathan Eovaldi. Whoever is getting the start, those guys have been forced to be spectacular, because they know that if they've got a 2-1 lead or a 3-2 lead and you hand it off to the bullpen in the fifth inning, chances are that lead is not going to be safe. So therein lies the problem with your Boston Red Sox. You got to get to that bullpen first. And for me, it all begins and ends with the health of Chris Sale. The question that I've got for you guys tonight at 617-779-7937 is, after watching Chris Sale's performance tonight, one inning of work, again, I understand he went to the bullpen, he got in the rest of his work, but we saw him pitch one inning where he gives up, 26 pitches, one hit, a couple of strikeouts. He hit a batter, seemed to labor out there a little bit, but he did hit 97 miles an hour on the gun. Is this a positive step in the right direction? And do the Red Sox ultimately have enough time here with just 3 weeks to go between now and playoff baseball to get Chris Sale fully ramped back up, get that arm strength back where it needs to be for him to be the dominant ace that I believe he needs to be for this Red Sox team to truly compete for a World Series? We'll talk about it at 617-779-7937. Back out to the phones we'll go. Let's go to Jay. Jay's in Fall River. Jay, you're next up here on WEI.
Hey, what's going on, Pat?
Hey, Jay, man. What's up?
Hey, well, there goes that optimism just talking about. Well, I'm kind of on the fence, and I got a valid point on both sides. I'll be a little optimistic, yeah. All right, so by the end of tonight, we're probably going to have a 9-game lead in the AL East. So you really don't have to work Sale back into it. Yeah, we do agree there's something there, but you don't need to rush things back, you know. And as far as history goes, he's never really taken the month of August off to get that rest, so that way he's fresh for October.
I get the point, but I'm just going to say this. It is September 11th today, and Chris right. Sale has pitched 6 innings since July 27th. I mean, that to me is a problem.
Okay, so now here's the other side of the fence. Not so optimistic. I didn't watch the game. I was listening in the truck. From the sounds of it, okay, fastball, velocity's there. He had 97 on the gun, kind of dropped down a little bit. From the sounds of it, the slider kind of lost velocity. He was laboring. Again, it's such a small sample size, but I'm with you. I kind of feel like less optimistic about his return than I was yesterday. And only time could tell, unfortunately.
Yeah, listen, man, I appreciate the phone call, Jay. Thanks for listening to the program. And that's what it is, right? I mean, this is certainly a unique rehabilitation path that Chris Sale and the Red Sox have really taken themselves upon here. I mean, usually a guy comes back, and I can't remember the last time a starting pitcher of Chris Sale's caliber was scheduled to come back and pitch an inning or two. And that's what they're doing here. And they got to get this guy. They're being very delicate with him. And it's clear that what happened last time spooked the Red Sox and spooked Chris Sale. Because remember, when he went out with the inflammation in the shoulder for the first time, when he hit the DL for the first time back in mid to late July, it was a very minor injury. That's what it was considered. It was considered just a maintenance issue. He needed a little bit of rest. He took, 10 days off. He comes back, and he looked spectacular throughout 5 innings. 12 strikeouts, looked as dominant as ever, but then clearly they got spooked again because that inflammation after 10 days off came back immediately. And it's not like he went out there and he pitched 130 pitches and went 8 innings. He didn't do that. He didn't labor. He didn't tax his arm all that much compared to Chris Sale standards, right? It was a pretty minor taxing of that arm back when he went 5 innings last month. But for especially compared to what Chris Sale's capable of giving this team, what he's capable of doing. And it still resulted in additional inflammation in the shoulder, enough inflammation to scare the Red Sox into shutting him down again, which is clearly the motivation for limiting the amount of pitches he was scheduled to give tonight. They want to see what he's capable of doing, if there's a magic number of pitches that shoulder is capable of giving Chris Sale before the inflammation kicks up again. I'm sure that's what they're doing here. They want to find out if that number is 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. Is there a magic number that Chris Sale can't go over where you start teetering into getting that shoulder inflamed once again? Because they're not looking for him to come back and give this team one good start. They need him to come back and give this team a good month. He needs to come back and be dominant throughout October. And don't forget, there's going to be times here where they count on Chris Sale for multiple wins in a playoff series. You know, this isn't Chris Sale, you know, you need one game to get in, give it to Chris Sale, then hope for the best. This is for this Red Sox team that has been built financially and structurally built to win a World Series. Chris Sale needs to be Chris Sale for that to happen. And this team is going to run out of tomorrows very, very quickly. You know, I feel like they're built for this year and next year contractually. After that, it's a crapshoot. After that, you can't tell me you know what's going to happen to guys like Chris Sale. Will he still be here? Will David Price still be here? Will J.D. Martinez still be here? Will Xander Bogaerts still be here? Will Mookie Betts still be here? There's a lot of question marks and a lot of big-time contracts that are going to come due here in the next 24 to 36 months. This team has been built to win and win right now. And it's all going to come down to the health and well-being of their starting pitching, namely Chris Sale. We're talking about that here tonight on WEEI. Number to join me here is 617-779-7937. Let's stick with the calls. Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Springfield. Mike, you're next up here on WEEI.
Hey, Patrick. What's up?
What's up, Mike?
Listen, if Sale can't go, you still got three good starters. You got a great defensive team. You got a great offensive team. I believe they still can win it.
I love the optimism, but you know that means you're putting that much more pressure on a guy like David Price, and you're comfortable doing that, Mike?
Yeah, why not? I mean, you know, the guy can pitch. You know, he's had playoff starts where he hasn't looked so good. He looked good last year in the role that he was in. Yeah, these guys can do it. They can step up. E-Rod can give you good innings, and like you're talking about, you can get good starts, but you know the bullpen's got to step up too.
Yeah,
I think that's more of an issue than if Sale can go. That if, you know, these guys come out of the game with a lead in the playoffs, can these guys hold it? And the closer, maybe Sale can close. If he can only go one inning, I'd rather see him close.
we're not quite there yet with the Sale emergency situation here. And Craig Kimbrell's still there. He's still healthy, and he hasn't been quite as dominant throughout the second half of this season. But that's hardly the issue for the Boston Red Sox is the closer, right? I mean, and again, for me, it's always about, yeah, this team has got bullpen issues. There's no surprise there. That's not something that's going to be solved relatively quickly here either. But I don't worry all that much about the bullpen issues because, for me, you got to get to the bullpen first. For me, it's all about the health and well-being and dominance of Chris Sale, David Price, Rick Porcello. You need those three guys to be themselves, to be their dominant selves, to give this team a real opportunity to win. And then, yeah, when you get to the bullpen, you sort of cross your fingers and hope that you found the proper role for a Steven Wright, for a Nathan Eovaldi, for an Eduardo Rodriguez. You know, you hope that those guys have come in and they filled those holes and filled those gaps to make that bullpen that much more effective. But that doesn't matter all that much if you can't get there. You got to get there first, and the only way to get there is through having dominant starting pitching like Chris Sale being the guy that he was for the majority of the season. And what a sin. He's been as dominant as advertised for 90% of this season. And here we are 3 weeks to go before the playoffs, and I said it before and I'll say it again, but today is September 11th, 2018, and Chris Sale, he has pitched only 6 innings since July 27th. Think about that for a minute here. July 27th. The kids were, you know, a month, 5 weeks into their summer vacation on July 27th. Just a few weeks removed from the 4th of July. Summer seemed like it was going to be endless at that point. 90 degrees, 100 degrees outside. You go outside tonight, it feels like legit fall out there. You can tell that there's winter coming. That is a long time between July 27th and September 11th. It's a long time. And to have your ace, the guy that you're going to count on, the guy that you're going to put all that pressure on to be the man in the playoffs that are coming around in just a few weeks, to put all that pressure on Chris Sale and knowing he's only gone for 6 innings since July 27th, that is a very uncomfortable proposition for me as a Red Sox fan. It is Sports Radio WEI. Room for you guys tonight at 617-779-7937. Let's go to Wally. Wally's in Fall River. Wally, you're next up here on WEI.
What's up? Chris Sale, you just have to hope for the best. I mean, they've always handled this guy with kid gloves. Same way with Price and Eduardo Rodriguez coming back with injuries. But like you said, you're going to need workhorse performances from your starters in your playoff, especially with our bullpen. You know, the starters can't go 4 or 5 innings, then you bring. But Cora's going to have to sort out. Like you said, it's going to be an audition time the next 3 weeks. But the playoffs will be a different story. Right now, it's like you said, it's been a magical season. Nothing, everything Cora does, this team can do no wrong right now. But once the playoffs start, it's 0-0. and you're going to be facing tougher lineups. But I think the main thing is, like I said, it was encouraging tonight. But maybe next, we'll see what happens tomorrow. Maybe next time we can go three innings. But definitely going to have to get more innings out of your starters with our bullpen the way it is right now.
Yeah, Wally, that's the whole thing right there. And listen, I appreciate the phone call. You just nailed it, though. It's the only way you can make up for having a bullpen that's less than spectacular, like the Red Sox have had all season long, a bullpen that's full of more questions than answers, a bullpen that has driven sports radio conversation for months now with Dave Dombrowski's inability or unwillingness to go out there and give this bullpen the help that it needs via the trade. The only way that this team can really help that situation at this point is by having the guys that they depend on, Chris Sale, David Price, these guys to go out there and be the dominant starting pitchers that they can be, because it's a trickle-down effect. If they go out there and they're dominant for 5 to 7 innings in a playoff game, it makes that bullpen's job all that much easier. But when they go out, if you're not able to count on Chris Sale, David Price to give you 5, 6, 7 dominant innings, then...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.